Hello again.
Yeah, here we are. Here we are. And welcome to our podcast of Behind the Scenes with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And this morning, we're really, really going to go behind the scenes. In fact,
all the way back to the beginning of,
yes,
of Mrs. Claus and myself,
yes,
Mary and Joe.
When we first met, because we've had a couple of people asking us how we met.
Yeah, we've had some people email us. And what's the story with you two?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give you the story.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a fun one.
Well, I mean, it is.
It kind of touches on our Irish roots of our generations before and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm one step removed from Ireland with my father. And then my grandfather actually came from Ireland.
And my grandmother came from Ireland.
Yes. So we're both, you know, kind of like not too far away from our Irish roots.
That's right. That's
But anyway, so yeah, it goes a ways back now because we've been together now 27 years.
27 years. So, so ever so long ago.
Yes.
Joe.
27 years ago to be exact.
Joe worked for a company.
Yes, in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was the general manager of that company in that division. So, and Mary was actually in Southern California.
Yes.
And we, the company hadn't opened an office there yet, but we're talking about it, and they approached me to run the office. Well,
in Southern California.
In Southern California, yes. Move from Phoenix and go into Southern California.
Yeah.
So, and Mary was like one of our few employees, maybe our only.
I think I was the first.
Yeah, you were. You were the
first. Hired.
Anyway, so we started talking on the phone because we had to find an office. We had to set up furniture and all types of
things. The whole thing, yeah.
And I Mary was my only, you know, I could go back and forth to Southern California, but I couldn't stay there for periods of time because I had clients in Phoenix.
Right.
So, but before that, we actually met. We were talking on the phone for sometimes quite a long time, setting up phone things and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I finally said, okay, I'm coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
February 10th.
Yes.
I'm going to arrive
right
there.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess who met me at the Orange County John Wayne Airport?
That's right.
In Southern California.
Yeah.
And what did you hold?
Well, actually, we had obviously talked on the phone numerous times, but this was way before any kind of, you know, photo kind of thing. So I didn't know what he looked like. He didn't know what I looked like, so I held up a little sign that said had Joe Moore on it, and I had a little elf with a pot of gold in a
leprechauns.
Or
leprechauns with
it.
A pot of gold.
That's
She's
right.
holding this thing, and I'm going, obviously that's Mary. So we went to breakfast, and we ordered the exact same breakfast, and we got to talking some more, you know. And I was able to spend a couple days in Southern California trying to get all of this thing set up. But anyway, so Mary was my chauffeur. She drove me everywhere in Southern California.
That's right. Yeah.
And as we learned, we had an awful lot in common.
Well, I think first, before we get into all that, because, you know, it was in the very beginning, of course, we both had to work closely to set up this brand new office. He then had to hire people to run the office, and we really became just really good friends.
Yeah,
just very.
Our friendship was instant.
Very,
I mean, it really
very
was.
Good friends, yeah. So
of course, the leprechaun sign didn't hurt.
Yeah. In fact, it was kind of funny. We had a favorite spot in Huntington Beach we used to go to.
Yes.
And it was an Irish bar called Gallagher's.
Yes.
And we would go there, you know, fairly often after work. And it's funny, everybody around us
saw that we were getting beyond close.
Yeah, except
us.
Yeah.
We didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, eventually. But what I want to talk about is how we found out, I mean, her mother's maiden name is Moore.
Yes.
Same as mine.
Yes.
We both came to California the same year. Her from upstate New York, me from Chicago.
That's correct.
We both drove a 1974 Ford Maverick.
Yes.
Hers was yellow, mine was red. Big surprise.
Yes.
And, I mean, we, and everything we talked about. Oh, and the most important, she was born at St. Joseph's Hospital in
Syracuse, New York. Uh-huh.
I was born at St. Mary's Hospital.
Yeah.
Truth, in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes. Yes.
So we're from right at the beginning, we were both Joseph and Mary, you know. So
yeah, and then my son, his name was Scott Michael, and his younger son
was Scott Ryan. So we both named our sons Scott.
I mean, and then after we got married, and I got to say a couple of things there. First of all, I had been single for a very long time, for about 23, 24 years, I guess.
That's how old your son was, you know.
Not, you know, I had no plans really on getting married. But once we realized we were falling in love, and and Joe popped the question, and I said, yep, I'll marry you. And we had a wonderful, beautiful fairy tale wedding in Newport Beach.
Yes, we did. And at the Marriott. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Overlooking the ocean.
Yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous. We had all our friends from our work.
Yes, we had all our friends.
That came up from Houston and Seattle and all
over the place.
San Francisco. I mean, you came from everywhere.
And then when we we had moved from where I had was originally living when Joe met me, and we had a house together, I was unpacking my china. And Joe said, he kind of said it in a kind of curious way. He said, "That's Grandma's china." I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, if you don't care for it," I said, "we certainly don't have to use it." And I said,
No. It's my grandma's china. Our grandmothers had the exact same china pattern for our formal china.
Yeah.
And so, which, you know, I mean, you're talking about something that was fired in 1953 or something like that.
Yeah, it's a 1950s pattern.
Which we still have, by the way.
Yes. Yes, we do.
In all its glory. Yeah. And it's funny, she came with two sets, so it was like my grandmother's and her grandmother's.
That's right.
And then,
of course,
you know, we were using her grandmother's table, so we would set it on Grandma Moore's dining room table.
Yes, that's true.
You know.
I had inherited that, yeah.
So just a lot of weird things that all pointed to the fact that we were meant to be together, and we still are.
Yeah.
We've been married now over 25 years.
Yes, actually, you know, talk about, I mean, the stars didn't align for a long time.
For either one of us.
It was funny because we were both living in California. I stayed mainly in Southern California. He hopped around more in the middle part of California. We went to a lot of the same places. We probably, even may have bumped into each other. We don't know.
I'm convinced that we both went to the same bar outside of LAX.
Proud Bird.
The Proud Bird.
Because
I used to go there with another co-worker from a former job.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to go there for drinks, and I used to love to watch the planes and stuff. And she was going there with her business associates.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Again, it was like one of these things, we were just doing this, but
we just never contacted. And really that is all true. It almost sounds like, well, it can't be true, but it really is.
It really is.
Yeah,
we can prove it. We got the birth certificates and everything to go along with it. So, and, you know, I mean...
And of course, it's funny, you know, I guess they don't ask that as much now, but when you set up a bank account, they, in my name, they said, you know, what is your mother's last name?
And I'd say mother's maiden name.
Yeah. And I'd say Moore, and they'd say, no, ma'am.
No.
No, what's your mother's maiden name?
Your married name.
Yeah. I'd say, so, well, it's Moore.
Yeah.
Got some strange looks on that one.
And again, it's interesting that both our relatives came over about the same time, settled in different areas.
Yes.
You're settled
in upstate New York,
upstate
and
New York, and basically was one of the founding families up there.
That was on my father's side.
On your father's side.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That was
But anyway, but you were up there and I was in Chicago. And we never would have thought to meet, so.
No. So
That's kind of how, now, how we met again, you know, that we've talked about how we did everything. Again, we were with this same company and basically the company was growing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, she had joined it. In fact, she was even thinking of leaving when I arrived. She was tired of being the only employee there. And so I had to convince her to stay with me and see this thing through. So, but it's funny. I mean, before we even really were dating or doing anything, which, again, as she said, everybody else saw it and go, they're an item, and we kept going. And when they'd say something, that we'd go, we're just friends.
Yeah, where'd you get that idea?
It's funny, we were shopping for furniture together, we were doing utilities and together.
Well, everything that an office required.
Together.
Yeah, I mean, phone system, utilities.
And then I had to hire
more people in your position. Yeah, because once we got the office set up, then we obviously needed to
so she'd it, so. Screen them and then I'd finalize them and then we'd either pass or take them on. But I mean, we were doing everything together. We were inseparable. And then it's kind of funny, I mean, before again we were really seriously dating, I'd come over to her house because I was alone in Southern California by myself. I was living, you know, in one of those homes where they rent out a room until I could find a better place to live. But I'd come over to her house and I'd make dinner for her and her son's friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'll never forget the first time I went to her house and I rang the doorbell and all of a sudden I'm hearing, and she opens the door. She's got not one, not two, but three Rottweilers, and one of them is the size of a pony, okay? And that was Cody. He was 80 pounds, 180 pounds, you know, and stood, you know, almost up to my chest. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm not going in. But, you know, it turns out, you know, she was only boarding one of them. So the other two kind of let me in and we became friends, mostly. So, but anyway, it was just a lot of fun and interesting things.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good time. And, you know, again, this was many, many years. Well, I shouldn't say many, many years, but probably about 4 or 5 years, I think, before we actually he wanted to be Santa Claus. So this was still early, and we, I mean, at that time, neither one of us had any idea or thoughts on doing that.
Didn't have a hat, didn't have some.
Yeah,
no,
so that's how
that's
we met.
That's kind of the story of how we met and how we came together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's been a heck of a ride. And what's really interesting, too, is before we met, she had lived in, how many states? Like six?
I think so. Something like that.
And I had lived in seven different states.
Yeah,
so we first moved to California in like 1974.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah.
And then I went off. She went off. She moved to Seattle. Then she moved to Houston. Then she moved. And I went back to Illinois. I went to Phoenix. I went to, you know, several other states. And I mean, it's amazing that we ever crossed paths.
Yeah.
When we did, it seemed to be just the right time.
Yeah. It's you know, obviously fate intervened because mm-hmm. we were just like this. We just never had the paths crossed. So anyway.
So that's enough on. Yeah. So that's the basics. I mean, if you have any other questions, we'll be happy to answer them on that. But that you pretty much got the overview. So
Now we wanted to tell you a little bit about a series we thought we'd do starting on our next podcast.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And it's going to be about Santa Claus, but there's going to be different elements to it. We're going to start out with kind of what it's if you want to bring your child to see Santa Claus. We're going to talk about, you know,
the best
mall
way
Santa.
To do that.
If you want to hire a Santa, we want to give you some insight and thoughts about that.
And the best way to do that.
The best way to do that. And then we're going to follow it up. We're going to do some episodes where Santa's going to be in different costumes to explain what it really takes to be Santa Claus.
And the different looks of Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And also, how much can Santa really make? Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure
there's
a lot of numbers floating out there, and people think we're doing everything from, you know, just shy of Bill Gates to, you know, all the way down to, you don't make anything.
A lot
and
of misconceptions.
And the truth is always somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle,
So not quite as much as Bill Gates.
So no.
Haven't found that one.
But we thought this would be fun for you to really get, if you will, behind the scenes.
Yes.
Because it's not just the outfit itself. There's all the elements that go with it. The
accoutrements, as you call them.
Yes. Yes. That we put with things. So
things like little hat pins and stuff. That you know, and buttons and different things you probably haven't even thought about, but. And, you know, why Santa's, you know, do cost more than $50 an hour to hire, because there's a lot of costs to us involved. So
that's right.
And we're going to touch on that and what it would take for you, for a new person to become a Santa Claus. And you know, approximately how would you get where all the different outfits and what the costs are behind them.
Yes,
absolutely. And all the different things. So this could be a fun series, and we hope you guys will join us for this. And of course, if you have any questions or burning desire of how do you do this or what about that or
put it in the comment, you know, because again,
did you get it all at once or did you?
And we'll try and address, you know, the questions.
Each and every question.
As we go. So, feel free to, and of course, as we always said, we love your comments.
You know what? I'll bet you when we get to the part of what it takes to become a Santa Claus, we might do that as a live video.
Well, that's
and
yeah.
have people ask us questions as we're discussing that.
That's a possibility
so
too.
Give us a thought on that if you'd like to see that live, or would you rather just watch it at your leisure on a podcast?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, well, I think we've covered that pretty well.
Yes. So thank you for joining us.
Again.
Yes. And again, as make sure that you tune in after this one on the 24th.
Yep.
Which that episode's going to appear.
Yeah.
And we always have our links to our stores and such. So.
Which, yes, please, if you want to support us, please go to our Etsy stores. Yeah. The links are below. And, you know, and of course, subscribe. Yes. We love, you know.
Yes, please subscribe.
Things have kind of slowed down on subscriptions. We need more subscribers. Yeah. And please recommend it to your friends and stuff.
Spread
if
the word.
You enjoy this, I'll bet you they would too.
Yes.
So, help us out a little bit. Buy something from our store. Get some friends to subscribe. And, of course, make sure you're subscribed yourself.
Yes.
And we'll be happy to answer any questions or thoughts or things you'd like to know about. So, thanks
for joining
us. Well,
thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, take care, everybody. Bye. Bye-bye.